Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, Maya Tyler. Each week at this time, we visit with an author or sometimes an editor or publisher from our region. We hope to find out a little about his or her life and ask them what prompts them to write. We give them an opportunity to read some of their work for us. And today, we're very pleased to have Maya Tyler join us. Welcome, Maya.
Thank you.
Maya Tyler is a multi-published author of paranormal romance novels. She views fiction as a genre with limitless possibilities, providing a much-needed escape from the realities of life. Maya's paranormal romances entertain with complex plot twists and happily ever afters. When she's not writing, she enjoys spending time with her family, reading books, listening to music, and drinking coffee.
Coffee's an absolute must.
So, Maya, how and why did you start writing?
I loved books as a kid, still do, and I started writing as soon as I could hold a pencil. I have a box at home full of childhood writing projects. Some are still unfinished. My writing evolved from short stories and poetry to what it is today, paranormal romance. I can give my imagination free rein, and I can give my characters a happily ever after. That's the appeal. Life is often a solemn affair. The news reports a war here, a natural disaster there, and there's hardly any good news. So I found a way to temporarily supersede reality, writing.
Yeah, okay. And so you mentioned paranormal romance. Can you maybe tell us what exactly a paranormal romance is?
So it's a fairly new genre. It's a subgenre of romance. It combines the elements of science fiction and fantasy with the genre of romance. And currently, it's the fastest growing subgenre of romance.
That's interesting because there are a lot of genres under romance. I know some of them I find rather peculiar. There's a NASCAR genre under romance, for instance. So, hey, I think I'd go for the paranormal. It might be more interesting. So, tell us a little bit more about the kinds of things that you write. It sounds like a pretty wide field when you say sci-fi and fantasy and romance. Like, what kinds do you write?
Absolutely. Well, I'll talk about the genre in general first, because it does cover a variety of themes. The vampires to shapeshifters to even time travel. So anything that you wouldn't find in ordinary life, chances are it falls into the realm of paranormal. My first book was about angels.
Okay.
And my latest release was about vampires.
Oh, wow. One end of the spectrum to the other.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, because I must admit, I always associate vampires with horror, but I guess they have romance in their lives too, don't they?
Yes, and that's part of the appeal to write about a vampire in this case, because I wanted to get away from the horror aspect and but also not completely go into the hero, because right. You know, there's a little bit in between, and it's kind of like, I guess, all people. We have a bit of hero and villain in us.
Yeah, I think so too. So let's talk a little bit about A Vampire's Tale. Tell us how, you know, you researched it and made use of inventing your world and so on.
Okay, sure. Part of my motivation behind this novel, as mentioned before, was the great number of often conflicting concepts about vampires. So I especially cringe when I think about the sparkly vampires in the Twilight movies. In researching this subject, and I did extensive front-end research, I discovered people take vampires very seriously. Some people are even convinced they are vampires. From the various theories out there, from books, movies, TV shows, video games, and fan websites, I devised my own version. So pieces of here and there into find my vampire. An important aspect of inventing my vampire was consistency, a detail I see as essential in creating believable fiction. I asked myself the questions, so everything from, do they have special powers? Do they live with other vampires? I expanded on the stereotypes of day sleeping and blood drinking to create a structured vampiric society, absent of contradiction, I hope.
Did you still keep some of the things that we know, you know, like not being able to see in a mirror and garlic and steaks and all those kind of things that we associate with vampires.
That is the Hollywood version.
Yeah.
I didn't go into that so much. I don't think that that's true. I'm not sure about the mirror thing. I didn't put any mirrors in his house, okay. Just in case, because, you know, a mirror is a reflection of who you really are, so. But the garlic and the steaks, no. I still think they can't walk in the sun, though. That's an absolute must.
Okay. Interesting. I'll have to read it to see what kind of a world your vampire lives in. So where do your ideas come from, and how do you develop them?
Writing is like a therapy for me. It's a way I sort and process things that are going on in my real life. So in a way, many of my ideas are actually inspired from my own life. As for developing ideas, before this year, I would have described myself as a panster, an author who writes without an outline. But this approach is often unproductive. So I did a little research and found a writing process that dedicated a third of the time to invention, or the brainstorming stage. And that's a way to gather information prior to writing without creating an outline. And that's my new approach. It's basically use a writing heuristic and ask yourself questions, but it's not necessarily an introduction, a middle, and an end. So it doesn't limit you the same way as an outline does, and it still has you formulate an idea, a complete idea, before you begin to draft.
So when you start to write, you don't have an outline, but you have, at least a roadmap of where your character's going?
Exactly. So it's an idea of, and I even go kind of into a backstory, because I like to have my characters have intense backstories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... But I need to know what it is in order for them to have it. So.
Yeah.
It helps to know before you start writing.
Does this method have a name?
I think it's just the direct writing process, I believe.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up. Well, I'd love to hear a bit from... Are you going to read from A Vampire's Tale?
I am, yes.
Okay.
This excerpt takes place when Marissa, my heroine, and Corgan, my vampire, first meet. First, I'll tell you a little bit about my book, maybe. That would be a good place to start. Marissa is a struggling paranormal romance writer. And as an added touch, she is a paranormal skeptic. She doesn't believe in the paranormal. It just happens to be a very popular genre, and she's a starving artist who needs to put some food on the table. So she writes about vampires. And suddenly, when she's looking for inspiration for her next story, a vampire walks into her life.
Oh.
And she doesn't believe he's there. So it's kind of a surprise of literally walking off the page of her book. So we've all seen our characters come to life in front of our face. Well, she actually saw him walk in front of her.
Okay.
So this excerpt takes place when Marissa and Corgan first meet. She's in her apartment. She's writing. And suddenly this vampire appears in front of her. Or the person. A person appears in front of her. And now, he couldn't be a vampire. No way. Why did she even entertain such a thought? She didn't believe in vampires. She wrote about them because they were an awesome mystical creature, like unicorns or the Tooth Fairy. You're actually comparing me to the Tooth Fairy? His voice rose an octave, and he shot her a disbelieving look. With her eyes trained on the floor, she refused to look at him. Stop it. You aren't here. You aren't real. Corgan. What? Say my name, Corgan. Corgan. A cold shiver crossed her spine, and she continued her refusal to look up. Hearing his hypnotic voice was enough. She couldn't handle looking at him, too. That's better. Against her better judgment, she stood. With a force similar to gravity, she moved toward him and took his outstretched hand. He kissed her knuckles, grazing them with his teeth, and she fought the urge to swoon. Instead, she snatched her hand back and glared at him, using insolence as a defense mechanism. Her mind raced, jumping from one thought to the next. Many unasked questions muddled on her tongue, and she stared at him, waiting for a coherent thought to form. "You're a vampire?" she blurted out. "Yes." how is that possible?
Yeah, how is that possible? Well, thanks, Maya. We've been speaking with Maya Tyler, author of Paranormal Romance, and now we'll take a short break.